The Tomboy Brunch. I'm a tomboy. I'm a tomboy. The Tomboy Brunch. I'm a tomboy.
Because ladies love sports too.
I'm a tomboy. The Tomboy Brunch.
Because ladies love sports too.
Sports and entertainment talk over mimosas like marketing guru Katrina Chambers. Tune in to a new episode of Tomboy Brunch every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Tomboy Brunch is your trusted source of sports, entertainment, and lifestyle information for women. Packed with fun and exciting ways for using your love of sports to empower women in every aspect of life. From fashion, pop, culture, music, health and wellness, cooking to politics, and more, the Tomboy Brunch covers it all. Think of it as SportsCenter meets The View. For more information, check out Tomboy Brunch at tomboy.com. That's TOMBOI.com.
Preseason football and a lot of excitement building.
Yes, indeed, we welcome on in the return of football.
We are underway.
The ball's loose. It's out. The Eagles have it. First play of the preseason is a turnover. Daniel Gillen, the pressure, diving into the end zone for the touchdown.
Drew Brees, and Brees is going to take to the air with his first throw. It's tipped into the hands of Jamie Collins. With the pick, on his feet. 10-5, and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Flags down, Bortles takes a deep shot. Bortles looking for Robinson. Allen Robinson hauls it in.
Looking for some points in the end zone. Hayward bangles up, makes the catch. Does he have it? Yes, he does. It's a touchdown for Hayward. Landry Jones put it right there where only Hayward Bay can get it.
Nassib. And what a sliding catch made by Shepard inside the 10-yard line.
Griffin first and 10. Whoa, he's going deep. Right off the bat, he's got his receiver. That's Terrell Pryor.
It was the Terrence West. Starts to the left, reverses to the right. Head for the pylon, and he's got a touchdown. Terrence West, his second of the night.
Second and 12 from the 37. Wenning. Ball tipped. Oh. And picked off.
Sanchez throwing deep, and he's got Demaryius Thomas. Touchdown. Thomas just ran right by Bryce Callahan.
Play to Atkinson. Breaks a tackle. And look out, down the sideline. Atkinson will take it to the house. Touchdown Raiders, 53 yards.
Wow. First time in his career, so I feel refreshed.
The big game doesn't know where it is.
Oh, slap out of bounds. Play fake from Wilson. On the roll to the end zone. Intercepted.
Prescott, little fake, surveys the field, on target again for a touchdown.
Can't throw the ball any better, it's a double move. Dak Prescott drops it in there perfectly.
And there's Murray finding some daylight. Murray across the 50, across the 40. Murray going to be in for the touchdown. A 71-yard touchdown, Ronald.
Hello, today I am taking over Tomboy Brunch, and this is the Chillbilly Nation station today. I'm Rodney Bailey, Super Bowl champion, Hacksaw in your living room, in the building. I'm the president, emperor, and king of Chillbilly Nation. Today we are going to talk NFL football for the 2016 season. It's 20 days from today when we start and have our first game, and I got some guys with me tonight. This morning to talk about so much football. It's finally here. We got Lil Chill. We got Coach K. We got Jared from Columbus, Ohio on the line today. And gentlemen, I want to open this whole thing up talking about what you guys believe this preseason has shaken out to be so far. I mean, you see guys now, Jared Goff, you know, a little banged up after the first game. I think you need to take the head coach to task for that out in L.A. This is the first preseason game, and he's got this guy already listed as banged up. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's the NFL, and if you can't take a hit, you shouldn't play.
Well, at the same time, too, he's a rookie, and if you say that about a rookie, then...
It's still the NFL. If you can't take a hit, you shouldn't play.
True, but they don't ever get hit. Lil Chill, what you got?
I agree totally with him. It's a very physical game. Got to be a man about it.
Yeah, but really, this is what I'm trying to say is this. I mean, these guys nowadays don't take any punishment. And plus, with the collective bargaining agreement, they don't get a chance to really practice. And quarterbacks never get touched. How's this guy going to last in the NFL if he can't get past one practice game, basically? Coach K?
I think you got to understand that when you're dealing with a rookie, and especially a rookie that's got a lot of expectation, you need to bring this rookie along. You know, you can't be sitting there and just pound and pound and pound and expect great things from him. It's not the same as college. It's a process.
The one thing I keep saying with that is they keep picking these guys first, second overall, and they throw them right out there. It was a time when, a guy like, this is 20 years ago, but Steve McNair, he sat for an entire season before he got a chance. He had to learn. Now you throw these guys to the Wolves.
Right. Aaron Rodgers sat for what? Four seasons behind Favre?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. It's a process.
It's true, but I mean, I don't know what that is. I mean, what kind of precedent are you setting already with your brand new quarterback? You know, this is a shiny new Ferrari out here in LA of all places where, it seems like you're, I don't know if it's tough love. That might be it. It might be some kind of, psychology, but I'm going to keep moving forward here. And
it depends on your team. Depends on your team.
This is a young team and it just moved. We'll see how all that plays out. I just wanted to start with that because that's where, lights, cameras, action. We got football in LA again. But going forward, the first game of the year, we got the Denver Broncos against the Carolina Panthers in a Super Bowl 50 rematch in Denver under the lights, Thursday night, September 8th on NBC. All right, you guys go. Tell me what we're going to see here.
Okay, what you got? Let's go.
Here's what you're not going to see. You're not going to see the Super Bowl. It's the first game of the season. Teams are still feeling out each other. They're still feeling out positions. I just don't, it's not going to be the marquee matchup that you saw. It's not going to be Peyton Manning versus Cam Newton anymore. The Denver Broncos team has almost been revamped. So, I appreciate the hype, but it's the beginning of the season. So take it for what it is.
Well, I really believe,
I'm not saying
really
it's not going to be a good game now, Rodney. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be compelling. No, it's fun to watch. But
only thing I don't want to see is the Carolina Panthers offensive line try to block big on big, man to man, against that defense of Denver. That's the number one defense in football coming back with a guy who just got a nice tag. Von Miller, who's a Super Bowl MVP, he's pretty much unblockable. But the hardest thing is you got DeMarcus Ware on the other side where they got one-on-ones. You got to double DeMarcus Ware. That's where the one-on-one comes. But I hope they come with something different than just that man-to-man because he's going to eat him alive. And I think Cam this year is going to be a lot better and a little bit angry. It is the first game, like you're saying, John. But the one thing is different is the Denver offense, we don't know what they're going to bring to the table. What do you think, Lil Chill?
I think it's going to be a defensive game to watch. It's going to be a low-scoring game.
But really?
Huh?
I said, I'm surprised. I mean, that could happen. It could be a low-scoring game.
I think it's going to be low-scoring. I don't think the Denver Broncos offense is going to be able to put up points like they can last year with Peyton Manning out. And both of the teams have superb defenses. A lot of pieces to the defenses. I know Carolina just lost Josh Norman, but you still have people like the D-line, of course, all four positions could play. You got Thomas Davis, a tackling machine, where he came up with like 75 tackles last season. And then, of course,
great year.
Luke Kuechly in the middle, basically a hybrid of a DB and a linebacker.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have taken over. Chivalry Nation has taken over the Tomboy Brunch. We're giving it to you guys raw as the guys talking football preview all day. We got a little Chill here. He's giving it to us about that Carolina team. I want to move next from, you just talked about Carolina. Let's go to Josh Norman, who just left Carolina's defense. And I think a lot of people are on the fence about this. He moved on to the Washington Redskins. He's supposed to be their shutdown corner, cut off half the field. And he's famous for getting in a fight with Odell Beckham last December in the Meadowlands up in New York. And he's been getting torched in practice by DeSean
Jackson.
He's garbage. You think he's garbage, Jerry? What do you say, Coach?
Garbage.
Okay.
I don't believe he's garbage. I believe he can play. I believe he can. He's not garbage, but he's not also like the best corner in the league. I feel like he can hold his own for a little bit.
He's in the NFL, so he's not terrible, but he is a product of that system. And that is why he was so great in Carolina, and that is why the kid that's going to follow him now is going to be just as good, because a great defensive line and a great linebacking core will make any and every secondary better.
Well, that's true, but you just can't put anybody out there. I mean, I really don't know who the replacement is there, but
who was Josh Norman before this? Exactly.
I'm back.
Can put anybody there.
Oh, there's Coach K. Oh, no, Josh, you can't. I'm Jared, seriously. Josh Norman is close to Carolina, and he has covered everybody in the league successfully. You've got to give him that much credit.
No, he did his job with that phenomenal defense.
You sound like the naysayers who said the same thing about Richard Sherman for years, and he's still been great.
I don't say that about Richard
people,
Sherman.
People say,
I say that
about
Josh
Sherman.
Norman. Well, I'm not those people. I'm saying about Josh Norman. We're not talking about overall corners. We're talking about Josh Norman.
John, help me out. What do you feel about Josh Norman moving over to the Washington Redskins?
I mean, I think it'll help out. It's needed. I don't think he's, everything that, they hype him up to be, but.
Thank you. Keep going. Give me some more.
The Redskins defense is definitely needed some help. But is he the guy?
We're not gonna find out, Coach. It's not gonna take long for us to figure this out, though. He opens up the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's gonna have to cover Antonio Brown. I personally don't think he could do that, but we'll see what happens. Next, I want to move to.
Wait,
Chilbilly Haitian. The Chilbilly Haitian is here. Chilbilly Haitian.
Yeah, Chilbilly Haitian.
We got the Chilbilly Haitian. I want to move. We were just talking about Josh Norman. I want to move to the next point that I don't like the way it looks, but, and I don't know what's going to happen.
Chilbilly Haitian, what's up?
Hey.
Chilbilly, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey. We are live, and we are kicking it this morning. Listen, here's the deal. What is going to happen with the Kansas City Chiefs? They did not pay Eric Berry, which I believe they should have done. I believe they should have done the right thing. The guy beat Hodgkin's lymphoma, comes back after missing the whole year, and he plays dynamite and makes the Pro Bowl, and there's no contract for him. I understand his business, but he's the heart and soul of that team. And they're in that division with Denver. And, I mean, I think that they have been doing the right thing. They got Josh Houston, and he's a pretty good pass rusher. And they got a couple of good players on that defense. What do you guys think Andy Reid's going to do?
They'll re-sign him. He'll get a long-term contract if he plays well again this season.
True.
I agree.
You have to. You got to pay the man. He did play. He balled out. That defense is phenomenal, and that defense will be the core of that team. Plus, you're going to free up Jamal Charles' money. Jamal Charles is going to be gone. Either at the trade deadline or after the end of the season, there is no more Jamal Charles, and it frees up Eric Berry money.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, right now, I think they're just buying time, you know, especially with Jamal Charles' injury history. I think they got to get him off the books. I mean, yes, he's a dynamic running back for fantasy leagues, and don't get me wrong, he's outright. He's really good. He does a lot. He's proved that he can catch the ball out of the backfield. But, I mean, when he went down.
And they did not lose a lot. Yes.
They didn't.
They did not lose a lot.
Yeah, Sharkandre West stepped up. And then you still got Spencer Ware. Them young guys, they're hungry. Everybody's trying to run that ball and trying to get a payday just like he did. Is he, Adrian Peterson? No. No, he's not an Adrian Peterson.
So that's the question. Is he going to be a difference maker for the Chiefs, damn it, for once in a life? Come on.
Well, I mean,
are they going to win?
He was. He was a difference maker when he's healthy, he's a difference maker.
But is he going to be a difference maker for the Chiefs?
It depends on that offensive line. It totally depends. Chibley has brought up a great point, and it's actually a good question for all of us here. Tell me, in this league that we don't do this anymore, it was 20 years ago, we used to talk about running backs all the time. Who is the next great back right now? Who? Because we don't talk about that anymore because we've got quarterbacks throw the ball 60 times a game. Who right
Todd
now?
Gurley.
That's a great call. I think we all agree with that, but it's his coach. If Jeff Fisher uses this man correctly, I don't think he used him correctly in his rookie season, even though he played very well. This could be a breakout year for him. So that was the guy I was thinking about, but it's just funny in this league.
Well, here's the thing. When you're talking about Gurley and Fisher last year, their only weapon on offense was Gurley. You had 11 men. You had 11 men on that field, zeroed in on him. And he still tore them apart. Now, you put some weapons behind him. You get him a quarterback now. You get him a couple receivers. I think Gurley is going to tear that league apart as long as his knee holds up.
I still think they're still reeling from the Tavon Austin pick.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's, you know, those picks like that.
I think they're still reeling from that Tavon Austin pick. I mean, you take him number one with your first pick. I still feel the effects of that. I mean, he's not a number one receiver. Come on, now. He ain't no damn Steve Smith.
Well, that's what they're looking for.
Goddamn man.
I'm going to tell you something. You bring up a good point. I'm glad he's coming back for another year. Steve Smith.
That's my dog.
You know, right, listen. I'm a big 300-plus pound guy, but I'll tell you this. I respect Steve Smith this much. If he walks in the room and it's eight guys, 6'4", 300-plus pounds in the room, and they lock the door. She is the first guy that's walking out. That's a tough little mix.
He wasn't somebody ass.
I promise.
I just want to know who's going to be the first person to jump on him.
I'm in that room. Who I'm hiding under the desk. Seriously, Steve Smith, I don't know if the
people out
there really
jump
know.
On.
Steve
all
Smith
right,
one
yeah,
of the toughest dudes.
Your ass getting whooped too.
He got that cool cake top.
I'm going to act like he hit me. I'm going to act like he hit me already.
He got that Coach K power. Hey, listen, I'm going to move to this one because I know a lot of guys in the whole league talking about this team. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's a very, very popular subject that we all
talk
about.
Name a year when nobody has not talked about the damn Cowboys.
Every year. You got to talk about the Cowboys.
You
got
to talk about the Cowboys. You got to.
It's America's team.
You
got to.
Every year they're supposed to win the championship. So, now they got
I'm the opposite, though. I just want to see them get into the playoffs. Let's start small. I think I'm a Cowboy fan. I love the Cowboys. First of all, the goddamn ticket's too goddamn high. Let's talk about that. That's another subject. We don't want to talk about that right now.
No.
I don't even want to get it.
Bring it up, man. You
got
to go to the game.
No, I want to go to the game. I would love to go to a Cowboy game. But, you know, and I even looked online. The hell with the plane ticket. Shit,
we
I got to buy the plane ticket
here.
And the ticket to get in the game?
You better talk
I
to
like
Jerry
the Cowboys.
About that.
Man, hey, no, but listen, I have a problem. Let's just go. Let me not to get off subject, but let's get back to it. I like the Cowboys' chances depending on how well Romo does and is he healthy.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
That's the key factor.
That's the key factor. And you know what? Also, what scares me about the Cowboys, no proven pass rushers off the edge.
No.
Everybody they don't have got is either hurt. They don't have a defense. They got a secondary.
They don't even have a secondary.
Well, I like our pick, our first pick, was it last year? I like the DB. I like that DB. He plays safety. He can play corner. I like that guy. I like that guy. I like Sean Lee in the middle. You know,
but if he can stay healthy. He gets hurt, guy, he gets hurt more than Romo.
Right. He's got to stay healthy.
I do not doubt Rod Marinelli. I would never doubt him.
Greg Hardy comes back when?
After four games, right?
Who? Well, I don't think he's there. No, he's not there.
Greg Hardy ain't
Greg Hardy's not on any team. Mm-mm.
No, Greg Hardy's not on the
off
team.
The books.
And the other he's got a 10-game suspension.
Randy Gregory.
It was four. Yes, that's it.
You know what, though? That's an interesting topic, the Cowboys, because they're in that division where it's the NFC East.
It's the eight. I call it the 8-8 division, 9-7.
Yeah.
That's the second best team
in that division right now is the Redskins.
Because I don't even want to talk about the Eagles right now because what they did, they gave away the whole team.
Good is the Redskins going to be?
With a healthy
DeSean Jackson.
That depends. I actually am going to move to a situation where
they'll be 9-7.
The Eagles gave away
everything. Hey, 9-7 in the NFC East? Shit, that's a winner around here.
That's true. But look, we're gonna move into this one. Where do you guys go? I mean, you know, Chip Kelly went out to San Francisco.
Man.
This is a whole silly situation, too.
I hate it.
How does Chip Kelly have a job in the NFL? Chip Kelly should be back in college.
Well, that's a good question.
It's got to be Blaine Gabbert right now.
It's got to be Blaine Gabbert or Colin Kaepernick. I think Colin Kaepernick is on.
It's got to be Blaine Gabbert.
It's going to be
Christian Ponder, week one starter.
The hard part about this with the quarterbacks, but that's a ballsy move you just said right there to a Billy Haitian. Listen, but think about this. You have a totally different offense when there is Kaepernick in the game or when there is Gabbert in the game. It's, to me, I'm starting to figure out when he wants to go fast. Who does he want to go fast with? A traditional drop-back quarterback or Kaepernick who, you know, is going to use his legs? Where do you guys go?
But who's going to read the defense quicker? And in Chip Kelly's offense, it's your second and third reads that make the difference in the Chip Kelly offense. It's not just the fast pace of in-between plays, getting the new one and getting up to the line. We saw that gimmick the first year in Philly, and then 8 weeks into the season, everybody got it. It's going to be your progressions and your reads. That's going to be Blaine Gabbert. Colin Kaepernick isn't your man when it comes to that. Colin Kaepernick's got a great arm. He's got great legs. He's not going to read the defenses fast enough and make those great dump offs or your third or fourth, you know, your second, third, fourth option on offense. It's not going to be him. It's going to be Gabbert or, okay, somebody said Ponder. It's going to be those two over Kaepernick. Kaepernick will be trade bait when Romo gets hurt.
The thing about this, too, is with the team, I'm looking at that team. You think about all the defensive starters they had about 2 or 3 years ago, and look at that defense now. And the only thing over there I see is Navarro Bowen. And that guy can play football. I mean, he came off an injury, and he can still do this at a high level. That defense without Patrick Willis, I mean, it's so different.
Without Patrick Willis, without Aldon Smith, without who's the other cat that retired?
The young linebacker.
It's just not the same. That defense is not going to be as good, but they're going to rebuild. But it's the NFL anymore. You're just going to have to outscore your opponents, and that's all it is.
Yes. So
the 49ers are in for a rough season next season.
And Carlos Hyde, if he can't stay healthy, they're in trouble again.
It's looking like that, too, when you back to running backs. Running backs.
Because Chip Kelly loves his running backs, and if you're not going to have a running back in that offense, you're done, too.
They don't make them like they used to, it seems. Running backs don't seem to last at all. And I mean, they don't. I mean, there's guys' names who you see in college who, when they get to the pros, it's like, man, you know.
So little, I mean, they got little ankles now. They got little ankles. Big calves, little ankles, man. They break, and the shits break.
I think he's going to step up to the plate. I feel like he's holding up this season.
Coach K, talk to me about. Talk to me about the Miami Dolphins. I mean, we know you're a fan, and how is it? Tell me how they're going to get past the Patriots and win the division.
Well, you know,
lightning strikes.
I love it. You know, I think
the Dolphins actually have an easy schedule.
They're slowly creating a new vibe down there. You know, I mean, I think that they're, you know. Tannehill continues to get better, I think, every year. You know, I think the draft, they, you know, strengthened up the offensive line a little bit. He's going to get a little more protection. I think they're getting a good vibe. Are they there this year? Of course, as a Dolphins fan, I like to think so, right? They're chill Haitian. I mean, every year they're going to
get optimistic. The most
exactly. Exactly.
I tell you what, this is how they're gonna beat the Patriots. They got a sniper on Belichick. They got a sniper on Brady.
Well,
you know, Tonya Harding effect. They gonna take them out.
Yeah, you got
whatever
that all wrong.
Takes, but I just
hey, you heard me.
I think that they're gonna be a lot more competitive this year going in. You know, I think that the Bills, yeah, I think they're going to be a little bit better team. I think they're definitely on a down slide, but I think the most competitive team in the AFC East is going to be the Dolphins compared to the Patriots. Are the Patriots still the team to beat? Absolutely.
Nobody has said the Jets next. Nobody.
I will put the Jets. I will put the Jets over the Dolphins right now in the NFC East. And it's not the Dolphins have a
the
Dolphins.
The Bills
got talent
themselves. If you're a Buffalo fan, you just want to go hide somewhere.
Right. The Bills beat themselves every year, year in, year out. That is what it is. The Dolphins have Browns-itis, where their front office and head coaches change constantly, and I don't care how much talent you have. When you're learning a new system every year, every other year, a new coordinator, a new quarterback coach, a new this, you're never going to have the consistency to learn, to know that offense like it's nothing, and go out there and on that field perform. That's what kills the Dolphins, just like it kills the Browns. Now,
anybody
the Dolphins have more talent, and that's what's going to be better.
Anybody playing fantasy football?
Unfortunately.
I'm going to.
All right. No,
you,
I'm playing.
You guys already know what kind of fantasy football I play, but we can't discuss that here and now.
Hey,
no,
hey,
we got
hey, okay, we'll let that go. We're going to let that go. That's for another day.
No, we're over here, yes. We're down here. We're
don't give up the secret, baby.
Taking over.
I'm not giving up the ship, no.
No, don't give up the secret, baby.
That's for the next podcast. That's
so who, who is the guy? Who is the guy you got to have? Give the ladies and gentlemen out there. Well, listen,
all right.
Who you got to have on your fantasy team? Let's go.
All right. I'm a little biased. You got to draft. It depends on the league. If you are a PPR league, you have to go for a guy, a high-volume guy that is going to get reception. It don't matter about a damn quarterback. You got to go for a guy that's going to get 100 receptions. So Antonio
Jason
Brown.
Witten.
You damn right. He's on my team every year. I try to draft him every year because he's a. But I'm being honest. You got to go for a guy that's going to get 100 receptions, almost, like an Antonio Brown, who's going to get targeted 15 times a game, or DeAndre Hopkins with his. How many times do you think they're going to target? I don't care who they got, Who else?
They're going to get the ball to Hopkins.
Jarvis Landry, another good guy that gets a lot of reception.
Yeah, but, man, don't talk about the Dolphins. I'm telling you, stop that shit. I don't even want to talk no more. He brought up the damn – who that, Lil Chill?
That's Lil Chill.
Is y'all finished or is y'all done?
I got a lot of time.
Are we finished or are we done?
Come on, he can't take that move now.
You're gonna put some respect on this talk.
All trio.
All trio.
Okay. Jesus. We're going in. All right, we gotta go into this now.
And listen, I don't know what leagues you guys are in, but every league I've ever been in, and I'm in three every year, quarterbacks always score the most points.
Quarterback.
Yeah. But I tell you what. I want a high reception guy. I could get a quarterback, but I know in our league, my buddies, you know, he drafted Peyton like twice, and you know, Peyton shitted on him a couple times.
Now this is the deepest year for quarterbacks, and with you know, you're not allowed to touch receivers and whatever, and score touchdowns left and right. Adrian Peterson will be your star out of your non-quarterback. Why?
Is this dude fighting? When is he going to ever get old? That's a whole different thing. But I got another one for you.
Is he in the Al Jazeera? Is he part of Al Jazeera? Or
Al Jazeera. I know what you're trying to
say. Whatever. I don't know, man. Sibley Hayson.
I feel what you mean. Hey, listen, though. Here, if Mark in fantasy, in my opinion, it's Marcus Mariota. They are going to run the ball so well in Tennessee. They had the first game, I think they had like, as a team, they had like 246 yards rushing or something like that in that first preseason game. But going forward.
No Chip Kelly, no Oregon Duck. That's it. End of story.
Hey, you know why they had 200-some yards rushing? Because, they ain't, you know, Joey Bosa wasn't on the field. You know, he makes that big of a difference.
Going forward, what contest is it that you guys are looking forward to seeing? Coming into the season, it's a game. What game during the season are you guys waiting to see before we move to as we move through the season? What two teams? I got one for you. I can't wait. I don't want to go back to it too much, but the Redskins at the Giants the first time. I can't wait to see that one.
Nobody's going to care about Odell Beckham and Josh Norman again. It's over. It's old news. It was fun for the games last year. That's it. It's over. It's a different team. It's a different scenario. And Odell is going to walk on him.
I totally disagree with that. I think it's going to be a different thing. I think Josh Norman is going to kick his ass. That's exactly what I believe.
And if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you in Arizona. Let me know when you're ready.
I heard you got oceanfront property in Idaho.
Well, you know what? We know the Chubbly Hastings, he'll sell you snake oil, too. Now, moving forward from that, now it's time to go to the creme de la creme. Houston, Texas is where the Super Bowl will be. Chubbly Nation will be there with Tomboy Brunch. And it's at Reliance Stadium, Super Bowl 51. Give me your picks. Who the two are going to be in there?
Damn, I hate picking this. I'm going to be honest with you.
You can think about it. Winners. Seattle, Pittsburgh.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that. Can I pick who ain't going to be in
it? Well, that's easy.
I got the Browns. I'm betting on the Browns. They ain't going to be in it.
Why? Why does everybody got to pick on the Browns like it's a fact?
We ain't picking on them. I'm just picking.
No, man, nobody picking on the Browns.
I know what they're going to pick.
Did you see Hugh Jackson?
Sorry, ass.
Man, it's a lot of Dolphin talk. All right,
I hate them sorry ass Dolphins. You understand.
Come on,
you
you're from there.
My pain. Exactly.
You don't worry about
with some sorry
hate
ass Dolphins.
There's always a person from their hometown who hates the team, but they're from and like the Cowboys. But that's a different story, though. I'm going to give you. The Super Bowl, my picks are the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots. Go ahead, Jared. Call me a homer if you want. All right.
I just did.
But I'm here to tell you this. The Patriots will start the season 4-0. They're going to start the season 4-0. That's another prediction.
They go 4-12.
No, they're not, because they're playing the Dolphins, one of those four.
Oh, yeah.
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 Goddamn Dolphins. I told you.
So, no, Coach K, who you got?
Come on. You really,
stop it.
You really got to ask me that?
Let the world
stop
know.
It. This ain't 72.
Wait a minute. It'll make me less of a man if I say the Patriots are going to be in the Super Bowl.
Because you are a Dolphin
because
fan?
I am,
is that what you believe?
Because I cannot say that and look myself in the mirror as a Dolphins fan.
And they're not going to make the Super Bowl. So it's a win-win for you, Coach.
There you go. I like that. Now, I'll tell you this. I will at least give you my NFC pick. My NFC pick will be the Carolina Panthers.
Okay. And, I mean, like you guys are saying, that defense hasn't lost a step. And, Jared, I agree with you on that. But I still want to say, I mean, you got Luke Kuechly out there. That counts for two people. I mean, he can run. Did you give us your picks?
I got one. Y'all going to hate me. But, all right, for the NFC, let's just talk NFC championship game. Y'all, I like this pick right here. I like Teddy Bridgewater. I like Teddy Bridgewater.
That's a great
guy. I like the Vikings. And I like
quietly made the playoffs.
They're going to be a team to watch. They're going to be under the radar next season.
Yeah, I like Teddy Bridgewater and probably – and I would say the Panthers. I mean, you can't deny Cam. You just can't.
No.
It's hard right now.
Mm-mm.
It's hard. You can't deny. You know, I like the Panthers and the Vikings in the NFC Championship game. And from the other side, I like – fuck.
When Cam Newton starts dressing like a man, I'll start rooting for Cam Newton.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I had to go back on that one. He brings up a good point.
You see his outfit before the preseason game. He looked like the Canadian Mountie Prince, okay?
I have not seen yet. This is a good point, Jared, you're bringing up. I've not seen yet a stand-up, stand-out quarterback who has, you know, worn something crazy. I've never seen them win anything yet. Have you guys seen that yet? It just hasn't happened. I mean, that position, you can't really do crazy stuff. If you do, you're putting yourself on the island, and when you don't play well, you got guys like Jared in Columbus, Ohio, who are going to bust on you. So,
well, you know, he lost the Super Bowl because he wore a pair of $900 gold pants. All right, that's
he lost
story,
the Super Bowl because he didn't jump on the ball. That's a whole different
thing.
You gotta stay off my
Charnay,
man.
You know what? I fell asleep mid-third quarter and didn't wake up till 3 minutes left in the game.
They say
so,
you gotta take point of
I actually remember. I actually remember you at that party. I was there with you. Who else you got?
I mean, it's a toss up.
Go ahead, look. Give it to us, young man. Who you got?
Green Bay and the Steelers.
Now, you know, and that's the thing. You know, we talked about Teddy Bridgewater, and Mike Zimmer's going to have the defense right in that black and blue division over in the
White
NFC
Chocolate
North.
Coming back.
But you still.
Did you say White Chocolate coming back?
Yes, he did.
Jordy Nelson.
You got Jordy Nelson. You still got to see Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, hey, interesting stuff, guys. I really appreciate this time you guys have spent with me. Doing the Triple Nation takeover here on Tomboy Brunch. I think that we had a great time and you guys really have weighed in, and I'm excited for the season. Thanks again for you guys joining me, and we will be back. This was Chillbilly Nation, and we are here to stay. www.chillbillynation.com. Check us out. Thank you.
Peace.